it's the end of another incredibly inspiring Thinking Digital, and I really am incredibly inspired. I'm not joking. I was moved at the end. The applause, the respect for Herb Kim. He's just got some amazing people together. One person I'm so glad to have collared before everybody goes and drinks and makes merry is Vincent Lee, who talked today about something so very, very simple, yet so very complicated to many who don't take the time to look into this. For me, it's almost going back thousands of years when doctors were paid to keep you better. And if you were ill, you wouldn't get paid. It's the prevention of illness. And what better kind of life's cause to put yourself towards than curing one of the harshest, most virile, maybe the one wrong word, sicknesses that take over. Pretty much everybody knows somebody that suffered from cancer. Vincent Lee, can you explain a little bit about your talk today?
Sure. Well, what I spoke about, Christian, is that what we now know is that blood vessels feed cancers. And in fact, cancers can't grow without having blood vessels feed them. So if you cut off the blood supply, cancers remain small and harmless. And one of the things I mentioned is that even though people don't realize it, we're all growing microscopic cancers. So if you take a middle-aged person, it's a very high likelihood, probably in a room of 100 people, that half of them will already have microscopic cancers. So this is just part of the context of why it's critical that we're able to think about and do something to prevent the cancer. Those statistics that I mentioned are the reasons why in our lifetime, one out of two or one out of three men or women are going to get cancer. So one of the things I mentioned was that we now have the ability, the technologies, to starve cancers of their blood supply. And in fact, there's a $8.5 billion industry worldwide in pharmaceuticals that have just sprung up over the past few years to do exactly that. So these are established techniques, new medical advances that cancer patients can benefit from, except that by the time people get them, it's already very, very late. So what you were talking about, how to prevent that problem, the cancers from being an issue, is really something that we need to do early on and something that we can incorporate into our everyday lives. So when we thought about this, there's one thing that came to the top, the very surface, for what we could do, and that's food. So food turns out, as we've discovered, to have a number of bioactive molecules that can do exactly what these drugs do, which is to shut off the abnormal blood vessels that feed cancer. And one of the things that we're doing is taking a look at that, generating the scientific data and evidence for exactly what foods have what potency of this cancer-starving anti-angiogenesis switch. And if we can do that, then we'll be able to have people select the best, most powerful foods. We'll be able to combine them in ways. Industry will be able to use them. And in the future, there may even be labels on foods where people can identify, oh, I'd like to choose this food, because even though the two of these foods are very similar, one of them is much more healthy, more cancer preventative. So we're actually all about trying to improve the quality of life, not only in cancer prevention, but these are things that should be appealing and tasty, not just about pills and drugs, and very importantly, not about taking things away. We're told too often, stop smoking, stop drinking. It's all about things to stop doing. Wouldn't it be much nicer to be able to add things that are good for you and that actually improve your quality of life?
And when you looked at some of the properties from some of these very readily available, very exciting looking foods, the results that you were getting seemed to far outweigh what the synthesized drugs were doing. Is that the case?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Supplements are good, but food may be even better. And I was mentioning at the presentation that there have been studies comparing tomatoes with lycopene, one of the active ingredients. And even though the lycopene was given at 10 times the level than the tomato extract, the animals that it was given to actually did much better when they were just given the tomato extract. So it's not surprising. If you think about the hundreds of bioactive molecules that are in foods versus a single purified chemical entity, it makes sense that food we'll have more things that could synergize and act together in better ways. Plus, it's a lot more fun and tasty to eat food rather than popping pills.
Totally. You showed my shopping list at one point. I mean, I'm part Italian, so when you were saying tomatoes, garlic, red wine, in moderation, of course, I was thinking, this is fantastic. Four tomatoes is a really easy thing to achieve. I'd probably do that two or three times a week. Whether having more, it's not tested yet, is better for you. But these simple amounts blew my mind. And when you said stickers on food, I said, no, let's go one better than that. I do a lot of the shopping via an app now. I would want an app,
anti-angiogenic.
Anti-angiogenic app, where basically I open it up and it shows me not only... You know, these are all the foods that I can buy. It only shows those foods. Yes, 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 yes. It'll even show me the cheapest place to get them from.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. In fact, that's exactly what we'd like to do, which is to be able to have an app and be able to have a personalized way of tracking what you're eating, what type you're eating, to be able to actually calculate that cumulatively. And in fact, we should be able to tell you how what you're doing, exactly what you're eating, is preventing cancer, and be able to give you a percentage, in fact, based upon your dosage, so to speak.
Not only that, make the app free, and then the information could voluntarily be sent to you for your studies.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the things we're trying to do is to collect information from people who are willing to give it to us, who can partake in this program, eat the foods that seem to be the superfoods.
Yeah.
And what we'd like to do is to have really the world's largest cancer prevention study in ways that are just part of people's everyday lives. What are you eating and how are you doing?
Where does somebody go to find a list of these foods right now?
Well, you can come to the website of our initiative. It's the Eat to Defeat Cancer Initiative. Mm-hmm. And that's at eattodefeat.org. The organization behind it is the Angiogenesis Foundation, and that's at www.angio.org.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for coming here, because I think lives will certainly be changed by what you said today.
It's a pleasure, Christian. Thank you so much.